It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about walking by faith and not by sight. What happens, though, when you can't see the whole map? Scripture comes from Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Well, you know what? We live in a world that's been built on visibility because, think about it, we check our forecast before we leave home. Some of us check it while we're still sitting in the bed. We track packages in real time. We follow GPS directions turn by turn. And we've grown accustomed to knowing that what's ahead, we like to know. We don't want to wait. We do that because we want to know ahead of time before we commit to moving forward. And you know what? Faith disrupts that comfort. When Paul writes to the church, he's not speaking from ease in 2 Corinthians. He's detailing afflictions and uncertainty and suffering, yet he anchors himself in this truth. We walk by faith, not by sight. And the word walk implies motion. Faith is not a single decision. It is a lifestyle of trust. But you know, we often delay obedience until clarity arrives, do we not? We say, yeah, you know, once I understand how this is going to work out, I'll step forward. Or once I see the provision, I'll give some money. Or once I feel certain, I'll commit to helping you. But Scripture rarely presents faith that way. And God rarely provides a spotlight. More often, He gives a lantern. Just imagine this morning, and you can because it was pretty foggy here in Southeast Georgia this morning before sunrise. You can't see the miles ahead, sometimes not even the next curve, but you can see enough road to keep you moving forward. Of course, if you stop until the fog clears, you may never reach your destination. And faith operates in the same way. God often reveals the next right step and not the entire journey. So you may not see how the diagnosis will resolve itself, or how the finances will stretch, or how your relationship will heal, or how the calling is unfolding for you. But you can take today's step in obedience. God is not only concerned with where you are going, He is deeply concerned with who you are becoming along the way. When your visibility is low, trust deepens, prayer becomes honest, and dependence grows. Sanctifying grace shapes us here. Now, you know, today you can sit back and think about it, maybe write down a reflection exercise. Ask yourself the question, what is one area where you just lack clarity? I don't know about you, but I've got more than one that I can put down for today. And what's the next step that you can take in obedience? And number three, what is one attribute of God that you can cling to today? Faithful, provider, healer, guide. Then act on that next step. You may not have the whole map, but you have the guide. Lord, as we come to you in prayer, we confess that we prefer certainty. We like to see the road ahead before we move. Forgive us for leaning more on what we understand on than whether who you are, and strengthen our trust in your character. And when the path is unclear, steady our footsteps. Teach us to walk forward even in the fog, because you are faithful. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.